Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mitchie Tools in Center City. Mitchie Tools.
Gentlemen, first of all, my thoughts and prayers to Levi and his family.
Yes, thank you.
Unbelievable. I said this a month ago or 2 months ago. This is a no-brainer. I knew Foles was going to start. And I don't know what
How did you know?
Like you said something interesting. Like, I'm still on a Super Bowl high.
Yeah.
I am still looking at the game. I'm still looking at the Philly special. Yes, I'm concerned, but I'm still on the Super Bowl high. And I expect Foles to play maybe two or three games. And I'm not really worried. I think everybody's going to get patched up okay. But we're in a great position, and this feels, we have an embarrassment of riches, right, John? This feels good that we won the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Yeah, last year we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but if you're a true fan, I'm still on the high.
Sure.
This is unbelievable.
So this is, to you, it's all gravy at this point. You're still like, they'll be fine, let's see what happens. I'm not freaking out about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, and also on another note, I'll call your producer. There's a story about you guys in the Washington Post. Somebody just emailed me from January.
Yeah, that's the story Levi was in.
Yeah, I
was even mentioning it too. Jeez,
you were
small print. I'm not
surprised. Which is why
I've
you
been calling IP for how many years? 20-something years. My God. Yeah, Levi was again. I don't want to take up too much time, but Levi was something special. I always enjoyed his calls and laughed and everything about him.
God
bless him. Be well, guys.
Thanks, Mitchie.
All right, Mitchie Tools. You know, we always appreciate it, brother.
Well, I guess we have a couple minutes here to talk about Levi for, to give him a mention and to for the people that hadn't heard or the people that, I mean, his brother Ron called me, Ike, in the morning. I was off on Friday. Called me in the morning and was like, hey, I'm headed to the hospital. He took a turn for the worse, and
yeah,
I knew
looking good. Yeah,
I knew it wasn't good, and he called me at about 7 o'clock on Friday night, and he said, "You know why I'm calling, right?" And I said, "He passed," and he said, "Yeah, he passed." It was so important to his family that they came down to us at Chickies and Pete's to let us know that he was sick and he wasn't well, because Levi just couldn't not stop calling. We wondered what it was, and WIP and the Eagles and Philadelphia was such an important thing to Levi, that I think it was appropriate that after I put the tweet out, I told you guys, and I put the tweet out saying that he had passed. Like, the response was unbelievable on Twitter. People just going crazy about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's just another testament to, what this sports community is about and how, we may, fight with each other and disagree with each other on these sports teams, but it's still our sports community. And I say this with true, genuine appreciation for being a part of this sports community, the last 20 years, first as a player and now as a resident here myself and as somebody who, covers the teams or what have you and talks about them. And we doing what we do, we get the benefit of communicating with these fans, those that choose to call up. We know there's hundreds of thousands of more people that listen that don't call up, but those that do call up, particularly the regulars, they become a part of our broadcasting family. And there have been a few people that I've met through the years, of regardless of whether I was a player and I did stuff with WIP till I retired and came back here and started working with WIP, and now being here for 11 years, there are a lot of people I've met over the time. And, Levi is somebody I've been listening to call up to this radio station since I first started listening to this radio station when it was 610 WIP. He and Howard arguing with each other nonstop.
Oh, he made Howard's career. It's disaster.
Yeah, so, and I remember a lot of those calls. And I could go on with other callers that have familiar handles. And you know, a guy like Chuck from Lansdowne, right?
Uh-huh.
He used to always call the show. Haven't heard him in years. He was an older gentleman. I assume he may have already passed.
Right.
But we didn't get a chance to find out whether or not that was true. Now, that's why we appreciate what Levi's family did by coming down to Chickies and Pete's and informing us, because, you know, we know how much we meant to him. Well, we want the opportunity to show how much he means to us here at WIP. And he's not the only one. He's, you guys, you know who you are, who are regulars to all the shows, your favorite host, whoever it may be, being a part of the WIP family as callers and as listeners. It's a unique thing here in this city. So the response to Levi passing away, I guess I wasn't surprised to a degree, but it also makes you feel good. It makes you feel proud to be a part of something that's close-knit, like being a Philadelphia sports fan.
Yep, family.
Yep.
Family. We had fun with Levi. We did in the last however many months we've been doing this show, 10 months or whatever. We had him in to do some stunts and do some stuff, and we were having fun, and we have those times, and he got to see his football team win a Super Bowl, Ike.
Mm-hmm. And if any host here who has talked to Levi, if you didn't go a few rounds with him, then he may not have really respected your opinion about whatever sports topic you're talking about, because we've all had a round or two with Levi.
Yep.
Right? Back and forth. We've all had him.
Remember, like, remember he came in and he was legitimately mad at me?
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, Levi, this is radio, man. Like, you know, it's like entertainment. You hung up on me. You're trying to, I'm like, Levi, I love you, man. I love you. Just trying to make it entertaining.
Yeah.
Right? And I think he at that point, he realized what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he came in here the one day. I remember Trey was sitting back there. He was so mad at me. He's just glaring at me. I'm like, Levi, what's up, man? It's all right. Chill out. It's you, man.
Felt like he was holding him down.
Yeah, that's what he said. Oh. And the Ben and Levi show, of course, was also a great moment in Ben's career.
Yeah.
Right. We have all that sound archived, so we'll start putting it out there.
All right. Yeah, he made Ben famous.
Yep. There you go, Ben. You owe your career to Levi in that show.
Well, let me tell you what you did for him, though, Ben. The Christmas carols, that'll never be topped.
The block party?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and the block party. Oh yeah, I forgot about the block party.
That's what I'm saying. I forgot about
the block party.
You know, it's so funny, man. Like Levi always said to us that all he wanted was to have a career in sports talk radio. All he wanted was to be a part of a radio station and have people listen to him. And I don't think he realized how much people did know him and love him.
He did.
The support that he has gotten ever since he passed away has been incredible, as much as any host here would get. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's as much a part of the station as anybody.
And more than me, that's for sure. more people commenting about that, and if it was me, they'd just be like, eh. Yeah, but R.I.P. Levi. And
yes.
If we have any additional information, I know his family's going through some grieving, and I said to them if they have any more information as far as donating or whatever to let me know. So Levi, on his birthday, passed away, and we love you, Levi, and we know you're listening up there in heaven. 888-729-9494.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.